This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, real quick, can I tell you I think a car tried to go the wrong way this morning on the way in?
Where at?
On God, I was coming around 480, and I went to call. I could not get a phone call out because I went to do the lineman, like, call the police. There was, you're getting on 480 from 271 North, like right by Bedford. And at the one exit near Bedford, where that Dunkin' Donuts is, there was like a Nissan, and it was sideways in the right-hand lane.
Jeez.
And I'm going, it didn't look wrecked. It had its blinkers on, and I'm going, did this person try to get on, like, the on-ramp or the off-ramp, get on the off-ramp? And, like, I swerved to the left, and everybody swerved to the left, and my God, I hope everybody else got out of the way, but I think this car was trying to go the wrong way.
It's my biggest fear, working the hours that
it's a horrible fear. Horrible
and I know fear. That if something were to happen, and I would just wouldn't be here, and you guys, it'd be 5:50, and you guys go, Owen's late again.
That'd just be it.
It's like, how do you, like, do they put the blinking signs everywhere at some point? But it's like, how does that happen? How are we so confused? Are we looking at our phones while we're turning? Are Probably. Some people under the influence while they're doing? I mean, it is again. I mean, when you get in on especially like the Friday morning when you're driving in at 4 a.m., like that's because Thursdays can get out of control for some people. But I don't know, man. It was terrifying. So I couldn't get I tried. I could not get a phone call out.
And you reference it because
tried to do the tone.
I've made many of those calls over the years. If I see something, I just dial it immediately.
Yeah, it was harrowing. So I hope that whoever was that certainly got turned around, and I hope nobody ran into him. My God in heaven. Coming up at 8:02, Daryl Ryder going to join us on the show. We're going to have to warm up to the idea of maybe moving on from Joe Flacco, and not meaning cutting him, but moving him to another city. Also, coming up at 11 a.m. this morning, you're going to have to be listening live. Team president from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kobe Altman, his press conference we will be carrying. So you're going to want to be hearing that because he's got to have some answers for everybody. Because I think things are getting so crazy, or maybe because there's so much parity, it gives you a better chance to stay put. However, Nikola Jokic, after the Denver Nuggets lost yesterday afternoon and then had their season concluded, was asked this question and was given an interesting answer.
Do you leave this series feeling like you guys are still close to being able to win another championship?
I mean, we didn't, so obviously we can't. If we could, we would win it. So I don't believe in those if stuff. So we had the opportunity, we didn't win it, so I think we can't.
The conversation has begun about what they need to do around Nikola Jokic and whether or not that there is a need to move whatever core that they have. And here we are searching for the same questions, searching for the same answers to these questions with our team. You had the Celtics lose on Friday. Watch that game. I think there's a tremendous difference, and I'm going to get to that coming up at 7:22, between the time of you-know-who was here and our current Cavs team. But has the playoffs ever since the Cavs lost, has it changed your mind about moving some guys, maybe making you a little bit more patient? Or is it going the other way where it's like, hey, man, we got good going while we can here, because this is an opportunity to strike?
Maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask, even though I have a microphone in front of me. I might be
the right guy to ask
because I'm always, always in basketball thinking about I'm never afraid to break up a core. So that's why I say that. I am way more aggressive in thinking about these things than I think a lot of the fans are. But I also think NBA GMs really do. I think they really do think about ways to improve the team always, when I think fans get very conservative with young cores because they just are always intoxicated by assuming guys are going to get better every year. And I don't do that. I do the opposite. I am always probably a little too aggressive because I think guys don't necessarily get better. Because I just, the way I watch the rest of the league, I see a lot more cases where guys don't get better, and then I start applying that to the guys that we have in a way that our fans don't. So that's why I'm always getting into arguments, and I'm always trying to get things that I feel like our team doesn't have. Like, we talk about toughness, right? And every single player that had a mic put in front of them at the end of the season, they mentioned toughness. Kenny Atkinson mentioned toughness. And so the debate I always have with other members of the fan base is whether or not that is something you can actually improve on. And oftentimes, I just don't think it is. I think you got to go get the tough guys. You have to go find those guys. And they're tough to get. That's the hard part about it. In any of the trades that I'll bring up, you know, our fans will say, I'm not giving up Darius Garland. I'm not giving up Jared Allen, because those guys are young and, you know, their contracts look good at this point. Like, why would we give those guys up? They're just going to get better and better every year. And I'm like, I don't know that they're going to get better and better every year. And I don't know that they're ever going to get that element of toughness.
Well, look at Garland. The first time we talked about trading Darius Garland was 2 years ago. And Darius Garland was coming off an all-star season, then got hurt the entire year this last year. And then what did he do this last year? He became an all-star again.
He was so awesome. He was awesome until February.
I think you've got a mixed bag with Darius. I think we're looking at a career guy who, when he's on, he's on. I think that he has to find a situation. I'm serious. I think that if you trade him and he ends up on a team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Team that has a real dominant wing, I think he'd be an NBA champion. I think that he could be a guy who's a part of a finals team. But the way you're built right now, I think that he's easily taken away until Evan becomes what Evan's supposed to be for a lot of us. And I think when I say that, I think there's a lot of people out there saying he's never going to become that. So we are in this weird flux. If you bring any of the four guys up, there are going to be people who bring, with the exception of Donovan, three of the four guys up. The other three, there will be people on either side saying, trade him. There's no way you could trade him. The Cavs will be doomed if they trade this guy. And I'm including Jared Allen in that. He has a very strong, underrated fan base here. Whether you want to admit it or not, not you, but anybody, he has a very strong fan base here. When I do hear about some of the possibilities, how could I say no? You know, Giannis is a big conversation piece. Okay, Dallas isn't going to move on from the number one pick in Cooper Flagg. But if you were Cleveland, and I'm hearing from, and I can't believe I'm referencing this guy, but if I'm hearing Bill Simmons bringing up a possible trade with Evan Mobley and Giannis Antetokounmpo to play with Donovan, how do I say no to that? I don't know if I can. I'm one of the bigger Evan Mobley defenders, literally and figuratively, that you're going to find. If Milwaukee was interested in moving on from Giannis and bringing him to Cleveland and us giving up Evan Mobley, how can I say no? Because Giannis is the type of guy who has dragged a team before and I think is still capable of playing at an obscenely high level with a guy like Donovan Mitchell. I think if you were to make that move, as much as I love Evan Mobley, if you were to make that move, you're one of the odds-on favorites to win the NBA Finals next year. Unless you could prove me I'm wrong.
It is. It's staggering to me that a player like Giannis exists that has been an MVP candidate. If I look here, he was back-to-back MVPs, and he was top. Then he was fourth, then he was third, then he was third, then he was fourth, and this year again he'll be top four. So that's seven straight years that he has been that, and that's just incredible. He gets kind of, in a weird way, forgotten about because he already won his championships. It's not like we're always debating, when is Giannis going to win a championship? He already won one. Okay, and we all just kind of agree that he's been phenomenal.
Yes.
His team just hasn't been good enough.
Yeah.
And you need help, obviously. Just look at Jokic. Jokic has done offensively some of the, both these guys have been some of the best offensive years. They continue to do it every single year, but their teams aren't good enough. And Evan Mobley has been so good. He's been such a success story. What a draft pick by Kobe Altman. Every time I see him, I'm like, man, he's added to his game. And with all those instances of me saying that, will he ever be able to be top three, top four MVP?
I don't know.
Straight years?
And
probably not.
I know I'm getting a guy who has that capability. Like, the Jokic conversation is a non-starter because I don't think they're ever moving on from him. I think that they would move other pieces to try to put around him.
They will,
but
yeah,
with Giannis and there being a conversation of he's willing to now to listen to possibilities to go to other places, you put Giannis Antetokounmpo on this team. I invite people to tell me I'm wrong. Please. Monetarily, I don't know if it even matches up. But I got people who know say that, oh, yeah, it would. It all match up. Okay. Giannis, Jarrett, Darius, Donovan. Unless there's catastrophic injury, this is an NBA Finals team.
Yeah,
sorry. And I always thought that maybe Donovan's timeline with Evan might not work out. Mm-hmm. Maybe might not even up. Evan's timeline over in Milwaukee, hey, you're up in Milwaukee. That's a person that people would want to come see. That's a good player. That's obviously has the budding to be a possible player like we want Giannis. Giannis is already him. So if I bring him in, and I just talked about Darius Garland being an NBA champion with a dominant wing. Okay, well, here's our dominant wing. Here's the bona fide dominant wing who's played at the highest level, competed at the highest level, can be a tough ass. I think that people don't realize that. Can be a hard ass. And if you were to make that trade or you were to make some type of move like that, I think I can't say get ready for the parade, but you're definitely clearing out your calendar in June. You're an NBA Finals team with that guy.
I'm a little surprised. I didn't think you were going to be so gung-ho about it.
Because we've been close, and I reek of desperation now. Because I think there's going to be a lot of movement coming up this offseason.
Yeah.
And I do have a little bit of a fear of missing out. So this is coming from me. I'm very hesitant to move any of these guys. But if you give me the possibility of Giannis, I have no other choice.
Well,
I have to try
it's also
move.
Interesting whenever we're talking any of these trades that we start throwing out there, people are telling me, wait a second, Darius Garland, why are you talking about moving somebody who's 24, 25, Darius? Why are you talking about that for older guys? I'm like, because I'm not worried about Darius's window. I'm worried about Donovan Mitchell's window. And Donovan Mitchell's window with the Cavs, we know it was, what, two more years than a player option. Mm-hmm. So the pressure's on in that second year. And already one of those years is gone, which was this year. So I think that's what you got to look everything at. Everything has to be focused around those 2 years with Donovan.
216-474-0092. Should the Cavs stay the same, or is this, right now, the time to shake things up to make a move?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.